And now this is a dictation for Barbara Molson, M-O-L-S-O-N, May 5, 63, addresses a letter to Dr. Vashista, via St. Victor, A-S-H-I-S-H-T-A, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow-up for Barbara, renal transplant 2001, last visit in February, follows through the congestive heart failure clinic, Mrs. Garcia, a stable dyspnea on activity, not at rest, uses a CPAP machine but only 1 hour at night, denies purulent material hemoptysis or oxygen, has gained weight from 150 to 164, says to be eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea or bleeding, no urine infection, cloudiness of blood, no kidney transplant tenderness, minor edema, mild lightheadedness on standing but no syncopal episode. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Transplant include Tacro, Prednisone, and Cellcept. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, blood pressure by Soprolol, Losartan, diabetes treatment, cholesterol management. Next paragraph today, blood pressure 130/66 on the left side. Lungs completely clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, masses, tenderness or masses, no kidney transplant tenderness, 1+ peripheral edema. Significant dyspnea on activity, but normal at rest. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from June. Anemia 9.3 with a normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 112. Ferritin 600 with a saturation of 36%. There is no albumin in the urine, no blood protein or inflammatory cells, creatinine around 1.8. She has fluctuated in the 1.4 to 1.6, so this potential is progression. Normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis down to 18 with high chloride 113. Present GFR 30, stage 3 to 4. Normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus not elevated. Very high triglycerides 239, low HDL at 34. Cholesterol less than 200, very high triglycerides 239 with low HDL 34, cholesterol less than 200, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Cadaveric renal transplant 2001, next number CKD, appears to be progressing. Next number high risk medication immunosuppressants, next number hypertension well controlled, next number history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, remains anticoagulated and beta blockers. Next number metabolic acidosis with high chloride, next number anemia without external bleeding. Next number, previously hyperdynamic heart with normal ejection fraction and no significant valve abnormalities. Next number, she asked about monkeypox. She was born in 1963 and she has a scar from a smallpox on the left shoulder. As far as I know, no vaccine will be indicated right now unless she has symptoms or is exposed. She also asked about polio cases in Detroit and New York. At this moment, no vaccination is indicated. If vaccination is needed, it will not be oral live viruses as patient is immunosuppressed. Also discuss with the patient end of dictation.